All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutare Samakti Bhakti Kadamata Swami Niti Nandi Namasi Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Vichare Naini Vashishu Swami Vani Vashita. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, Text Number 13, The Island of Jambudvipa. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Idam hi Yogeshwara Yoga Naipunam Hiranyakarbo Bhagavan Jagada Yat Yad Antakale Twai Nirguni Mano Mukta Dadhit Jita Dushkala Levara Idam hi Yogesh Idam hi Yogeshvara Yoga Naipunam Hiranyakarbho Bhagavan Jagadayat Yadantakali Tvai Niguni Mano Bhakya Dadhito Jita Duskalevara Idam Hi Yogeshwara Yoga Naipunam Hiranyagarbha Bhagavan Jagatayat Antakali Kwai Nigune Mano Bhakya Tadhito Jita Dushkalavera Idam Hi Yogeshwara Yoga Naipunam Hiranyakarbho Bhagavan Jagatayat Yadantakali Tvai Nigune Mano Bhaktya Tadito Jihita Duskale Varaha. Idam Hi Yogeshwara Yoga Naipunam Hiranyakarbho Bhagavan Jagatya Yadantakali Tvai Niguna Mano Bhakya Tadhito Jihita Dushya Idam Hi Yogeshwara Yoga Naipunam Hiranyakarbho Bhagavan Jagadayat Yadanantakali Tvai Nigune Mano Bhakya Tadhito Jihita Duskalevara Idam Hi Yogeshwara Yoga Naipunam Hiranyakarbho Bhagavan Jagadayat Yadantakali Tvai Nigune Mano Bhakya Tadhito Jihita Duskalevara Idam Hi Yogeshwara Yoga Naipunam Hiranyakarbho Bhagavan Jagadayat Yadantakali Tvai Nigune योगेश्वर योग नैपुणं हिरण्यगर्भो भगवान् जगद्यन् यरान्तकाली पाणिनो नमः The message is Idam Yogeshwara Yoga Naipunam Hiranyagarbho Bhagavan Jagadyan Yarantakali Paini योगेश्वरयोगनैपुणं हिरण्यगर्भो भगवान् जगद्यन् यरान्तकाली भक्त्यादधिको हिततुष्करे नः Translation in purple by His Divine Grace, Vaicharanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O my Lord, Master of all mystic yoga, this is the explanation of the yogic process spoken by Lord Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, who is self-realized. At the time of death, all yogis give up the material body with full detachment simply by placing their minds at your lotus feet. That is the perfection of yoga. Please repeat. Oh my Lord, Master of all mystic yoga, this is the explanation of the yogic process spoken by Lord Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, who is self-realized. At the time of death, all yogis give up the material body. With full detachment, simply by placing their minds at your lotus feet. That is the perfection of yoga. Purple. Srila Madhavacharya says, Yasya samyak bhagavati yanam bhakti sthatayivacha ninchintas tas shamokshasyat sarva papa krito pitur. For one who very seriously practices devotional service during this lifetime in order to understand the constitutional position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, liberation from this material world is guaranteed, even if he has previously been addicted to sinful habits. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Apichet Sura Shudaracharo Bhajati mam ananya bhav sadhu riva sa mantavya samyag vayashito hi sa. Even if one commits most abominable actions, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is considered to be saintly because he is properly situated. Bhagavad Gita 9:30. The only purpose of life is to be fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and his form, pastimes, activities and qualities. If one is able to think of Krishna in this way 24 hours a day, he is already liberated. Swarupina vyashtiti. Whereas materialists are absorbed in material thoughts and activities, devotees, on the contrary, are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and Krishna's activities. Therefore, they are already on the platform of liberation. One has to think of Krishna with full absorption at the time of death. Then he will certainly return home, back to Godhead, without a doubt. ओमज्ञान विरंदस्य जनंजनां शलाकयो चक्षुरमृतं देवि तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गरभा शिवा हरि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरि हरि, हरे राम 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 हरि हरि. So here is the perfection of yoga. This is Narad Muni is speaking here on, about the island of Jambudvipa. And he is saying that the perfection of yoga is to place their minds on the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is the purpose of yoga. We hear many yogas today, people, it's quite popular now all over the world, yoga. But here is the actual perfection of yoga, is to fix the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Not for health or fashion or anything else. So Prabhupada's quoting here Madhvacharya, who says, one who very seriously practices devotional service during this lifetime in order to understand the constitutional position of the Supreme Person of the Godhead, liberation from this material world is guaranteed. Simply by seriously practicing devotional service, this is the result. That one goes back to Godhead, he gets liberation. So this is important. It just takes seriousness of the devotees, that's all, to be absorbed in devotional service. Otherwise you're going to be serious about something. If we're going in Krishna consciousness, we'll be serious about sense gratification. We have to be serious about something. So if we become really serious about the process of devotional service, what's that word? Vyashtiti. Shurupina Vyashtiti. It means the Srupa of the living entity. He's the eternal servant of Krishna. So he should be fixed in his constitution. If a person is fixed in his constitution, it means he's already liberated, as it is saying here. Shurupina Vyashtiti. Jipa Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. We are the eternal servant of Krishna. And when we're absorbed in service, engaged in service, you're actually liberated because you're situated constitutionally perfect. Vyastiti, you're situated, you're fixed in devotional service. And when you leave this body, you go back to Godhead, you do exactly the same thing. Krishna says, whatever you're thinking of at the time of death, that state you will attain without fail. So those who are practicing devotional service, when they leave their body, what is their next destination? Where they're performing devotional service, it's not anywhere else. And where do they perform devotional service? Certainly not in the material world. That means you go back to Godhead, because they're there performing devotional service. So here it's stating this. Be fixed in the devotional service. So the same thing is also said here. It's the 18th chapter, verse 36. Translation, because you are self-manifested only when you see that the person is wholeheartedly engaging in searching for you, you will reveal yourself to him. So this is devotional service. We're all searching after Krishna. This is the whole process. So here it's saying that when Krishna sees a person is wholeheartedly engaged in searching for Krishna, why all the study, why all the chanting? Why? We want Krishna. This is the goal of life for the devotees. For that person who has dedicated his life to searching out Krishna, Krishna reveals himself to that person. So this is Krishna's kindness. So, so here they're summing up all the different yogas and coming to the point of bhakti yoga. And what is the essence of bhakti yoga? Just concentrate the mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Then you're going back home, back to God, it is guaranteed. So, yeah, so this is the purpose, the real purpose of life. We should become serious about that, serious about making, dedicating this life to Krishna in devotional service. Prabhupada said just one life, just give one life to Krishna. For billions and billions of life we've been turned away from Krishna. Just give one life to Krishna, this life. That Prabhupada said that you're engaged in devotional service now is indicative that previously you were engaged in devotional service, otherwise you wouldn't be engaged in devotional service. Bhakti is the cause of bhakti. Devotional service is the cause of devotional service. So he said this means that previously you were performing devotional service. You were in contact with devotional service. And now you've picked up again from where you left off. So that means, Prabhupada said, that means that in your last life you didn't finish off your devotional service. So you've come back again to finish up. But this time, this life, don't make the same mistake again. Finish off this lifetime. You won't come back again. So finish it off this time, just by being serious about following the process of devotional service. even if a person has been addicted to sinful habits, still liberation from the material world is guaranteed, even if he's been addicted to simple activities, which certainly we have in our previous lives and before we came to Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada's quoting this verse from Bhagavad Gita that even if one commits most abominable activities, if he is engaged in devotional service, he is to be considered saintly because he is properly situated. So devotional service is the proper situation. This is what Prabhupada came to give. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. He's come to give service to himself, that's all. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. That's devotional service. Because Mahaprabhu was ordered to chant Hare Krishna. So that's devotional service to himself. He's come to give devotional service to himself. So devotional service is the saving grace. And you examine all the other groups and spiritualists and whatever they may be who are actually aspiring for some perfection. Even spiritual perfection, you will see, you follow to the end, not one of them mentions service to God. So they want something. Mostly the most advanced spiritual society is that you want to realize bliss, the bliss of God, merged with God or whatever, or at least it's something for myself, I want some bliss. All the groups I want, ultimately they all want happiness, the goal of all that. Service never comes into the picture because this indicates I don't want to be a servant, I want to be the enjoyer, I want to be the master. So you see, none of these spiritual groups, they come to this point of devotional service. They all still want something. So this whole process of bhakti yoga is so good, so perfect, that begins his devotional service, immediately he's situated properly in his constitutional position. And so you can say he's perfectly situated. There may be some impurities from sinful activities in people. That, you turn the fan off, Prabhupada said, it still runs, but after some time it slows down. So sinful activities may be there, but still we are situated in devotional service in our constitutional position. So it's just a matter of time. Before all the sinful activities are gone and Krishna consciousness can become fully manifested. So this is saying by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur that if you follow all the different yogic processes or anything, you follow everything, you do your dharma very perfectly, but you don't come to the point of Krishna consciousness and devotional service. What was the use of all that? What's the use of following all these processes of yoga? What's the use of following your dharma so perfectly in society? If you're not Krishna consciousness, what use is it? And if you are Krishna conscious, what is the use of practicing these dharmas anyway? If you're not Krishna conscious, what's the use of practicing? If you are Krishna conscious, then what's the use of practicing them? Because already by practicing devotional service, this is the culmination of all the different dharmas and yogas and things like that. It's devotional service. So what if you're Krishna conscious, what's the use of practicing different activities of yoga or piety and things like that? In other words, you've already surpassed it. So here Krishna is saying that even if one is considered most abominable, he commits his most sinful activities, he should be considered saintly because he is properly situated again in devotional service. Maybe he fell down from the devotional service, but again he picks himself up, puts himself in devotional service, he should be considered saintly. He shouldn't be condemned because he's situated perfectly. Now you don't criticize a person for being dirty when he's in the bathtub or under the shower. Someone's under the shower, you don't criticize them for being dirty because they're in the place where it all comes, all the dirt will come off. So devotional service is that place where all the impurities are going to come off and the pure service will become manifested. So Krishna's saying you shouldn't criticize these people because they're in the bathtub, they're getting clean. It's properly situated by the process of service. There's an incident. This story was quoted by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he said, one time, Yamaraj and I think Lord Shiva, they were having they raised the question. Here now Krishna says, if one commits the most abominable activities, if he's rightly situated in devotional service, he becomes saintly. Sadhu, this is sadhu even. Sadhu means saint. He becomes a saint. Next verse, Krishna says, very quickly he becomes righteous. The word is dharmic, dharma. Declare it boldly, O Arjuna, my devotee is never vanquished. So the question that Yamaraj was proposing to Shiva is, first Krishna says he should be considered saintly, a sadhu. Sadhu means actually above the modes of material nature, transcendental, you're a saint, you're out of the modes. First he says he's saintly. The next verse he said he is dharmic. Or dharmic? Dharma is still in the modes of material nature. So why does he say first he is sadhu and then very quickly he becomes dharmic? Already he's a sadhu. The next verse is very quickly he becomes dharmic. So what is the answer? So Shiva didn't know. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was on a universal japa walk. And they said, oh, where's the Vaishnava? Vaishnava, they know everything. Call him over. Bhagavad Gita, it's about Krishna's word. They called him over. They said, here is a, can you answer this question, please? You're a Vaishnava. So then they explained to him the question. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, yes. He said, that person who committed sinful activity, because he was situated in devotional service, he became saintly. So he should be considered a saint. The next verse, Krishna says, very quickly he becomes righteous, dharmic. He said, this is not the person who performed the activities, the sinful activities. This is another person who criticized him. He falls down because he criticized that person. So he falls down, but because he's also engaged in service and activities, immature, that he's criticizing a sadhu. But very quickly he becomes righteous because he's always absorbed in pious activities and things. So that's the idea. By the when we're situated in devotional service, it means you've surpassed everything else. It's above everything else. So this is what we learn from day one, devotional service. Kanagamya, you're asking question during the class. It must be very important. I didn't quite get it.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that the person who criticized, very quickly he becomes righteous. So we're understanding that offenses against devotees, criticism of devotees, that's like a mad elephant offense. It can go to that extreme and it can trample out the devotion, our devotional preacher. So how is it possible that someone is engaged in devotional service, but he's critical and he destroys his devotional creeper, immediately he becomes righteous? How is that possible?
Well, he's not, if he is a devotee, he's not a very advanced devotee. But he's judging, he probably is on the dharmic platform anyway, but he's judging a sinful activity as a sinful, because it was performed a sinful activity according to Dharma, he's a sinful person. But then he'll fall down from that position of dharmic, because he criticized the devotee. But anyway, because he is dharmic, always practicing dharmic, he'll come again up to the position of dharmic.
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
So, here's Prabhupada saying that the only purpose of life is to be fully engaged in thoughts of Krishna and his form, his pastimes, activities and qualities. When one is able to think like this of Krishna in 24 hours a day, he's already liberated. Srupina Vyashtiti. Yeah, so this is the ultimate goal. Complete absorption in Krishna. Constant absorption. This is the inhabitants of Vrindavan. They're constantly in thought of Krishna. They see Krishna in the morning, they perform service to Krishna, they're absorbed in Krishna in his. Then he goes off to the forest and they don't see Krishna. But still their minds are with Krishna, they're absorbed in Krishna. How Krishna is roaming around with the cows and there's so many thorns, prickly branches, and there's so many stones, and Krishna's feet are so soft and delicate, and he's walking on these stones, and he has no shoes, he's taking his calves all over the rough ground, and he just may get scratched. With it. Like this, they're constantly absorbing Krishna. And every sentence they say, it has, they'll say the name of Krishna in it. This is ultimately our consciousness, is to be like this. We're happy if we can do our japa period and be absorbed in that, constantly absorbed in that. But 24 hours a day, this is the absorption. So it's this absorption in Krishna that allows you to go back to Godhead very easily. This constant absorption. So especially here at the time of death, and Prabhupada said, naturally the devotee very rapidly remember Krishna. When death is there, or great danger is coming, it's natural. Very rapidly you remember. And there he'll take complete shelter of Krishna. Placing their minds at the lotus feet of Krishna. So this is the goal of yoga, so the devotee will do that. We're practicing. This life is a practice, what for? To remember the lotus feet of Krishna at the time of death. What is the, this is Shukadeva Goswami, Parikshit Maharaj's question, what is the purpose of life? What activities we should perform, especially if a person is about to die? This was the answer, to be absorbed in the meditation on the lotus feet of Krishna. Name, form, pastimes, etc. So this is a conclusion of Bhagavatam. This is a conclusion, hopefully we're practicing in this lifetime for this time of leaving the body, then we can be completely absorbed in the lotus feet of Krishna. I went to Prabhupada's room one day. He was sitting on his desk and he was sitting cross-legged and his lotus feet were pointing up. They were very rosy color, like lotus, nice color. I was just looking at his feet and I said, I must fix this picture in my mind so I can remember it at the time of leaving my body. And Prabhupada, he was doing something, he looked straight up, he must have read what I was thinking, but immediately looked as if he was surprised, but he looked, just stared at me. Anyway, yes, if we remember the feet of the devotees also, it's good. Devotees of Krishna. So, yeah, so therefore, it takes this complete absorption in Krishna, and so that it means surrender, this constant engagement in devotional service. It means surrender. Surrender means, or one version of surrender, many, many versions, that you're enthusiastically serving Krishna. Now anybody can do that. You know, right now you can, Hare Krishna, go, oh, Krishna's so kind, he's given me devotional service. Especially the chanting of his holy name, Krishna's so kind, Hare Krishna. So anytime we can, when we're absorbed in our service, we can remember how Krishna is so kindly giving that service to us. So then the service becomes favorable. When we think how kind Krishna is, if we think, well, I'm doing this for my self-realization, it's okay, but it's not so favorable. But if we do it favorably for Krishna, and when something, then we can remain enthusiastic. If we think, oh, Krishna's so kind, he's giving me a service. It's what I'm supposed to be doing, I'm his servant. And that keeps us enthusiastic. And when Maya also comes in the mind, then immediately we take shelter of Krishna very rapidly. Oh Krishna, please, Nrisingadev, please protect me. Surrender means moment by moment process. It's not just a one time Ashtanga Pranam. Dhanavad. Gurudev Krishna, I'm surrendering unto you completely. That's it. One time bus, that's it. Moment by moment process surrendering. Because mind is by moment here and then. So when it's favorable in devotional service, we thank Krishna for it. I keep it confused. When it's unfavorable for Krishna, immediately we take shelter of Nrisingadev, call the names of Krishna, please protect me, please protect me. And then when it works, because immediately Maya will go with the moment you think of Lord Nrisingadev or chant his name or remember it, immediately Maya will go, no, it's gone. And you become enthusiastic. So favorable or unfavorable, you become enthusiastic. So this is surrendering. We're surrendering at every moment to Krishna. Whether it's favorable things are coming or unfavorable things. But that's the idea. We can constantly be enthusiastic. So here it says, constant absorption in Krishna, 24 hours a day, in thoughts of Krishna and his form, pastimes, activities and qualities. If one is able to think of Krishna in this way, 24 hours a day is already liberated. So to be absorbed in Krishna's name, fame, pastimes, qualities, etc. This we see from the examples of Srila Prabhupada, the example of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. How were they absorbed, fully absorbed in Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, in his name, form, pastimes, qualities? Because they were great preachers, and they were expanding the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nayanya. So he's come to give service to Radha and Krishna. He is Radha and Krishna, Gauranga. But he's come to give service to himself. He is Radha and Krishna. This is absorption in the name, fame, form, qualities, pastimes of the Lord by expanding the mission. And this is Prabhupada. Right up to the last he was preaching. Right up to the last. Die on the battlefield preaching. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also preaching up to the last about expanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. We didn't hear so much about Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta meditating on the Nikunja Leelas of Radha and Krishna, but this meditating on how to expand the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's Krishna Leela, that's Gaur Leela. And to be absorbed in that, that's Samadhi. There's the eightfold yogic process. Mystic yoga, eightfold. It finishes, it starts with asana, etc. Finishes with samadhi. Prabhupada said there's another step after samadhi, that preaching. For the yogis, samadhi is the final goal. Prabhupada said for the devotees, there's another step, there's a ninth step, that is preaching. So that is actually samadhi. That is absorption in Gaur Leela. And this is what our immediate acharyas, Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta, this is what they were absorbed in. We see at the last moments. They were absorbed in expanding Mahaprabhu's mission. That was their purpose. They were pleasing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by expanding his mission. So that is his Leela. So that's the example that the acharyas showed us. Or either Krishna or Mahaprabhu, but they show the practical samadhi is serving Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mission, preaching in his mission. That is practical samadhi. If you're absorbed in that, it's samadhi. And it's practical. And this is what they've shown us, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The idea is that to be absorbed in Krishna Leela, Kunja Leela, but what's the purpose of being there? What's the purpose of being in the Kunja with Radha and Krishna when they're performing their pastime? please them. That's the purpose of it. It's not, no, I want to get my gopi body and... No, it's for Radha and Krishna's pleasure. That's why you're supposed to be there. So that same Radha and Krishna has appeared as Gauranga, and he's sending you to go out preaching New York, London. Big cities are rather a bit far removed from the kunja. But that's samadhi also, that's the absorption in Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna. And this is the pastime for Kali Yuga. So this is, yeah, this is what they're teaching. So if we can... Here it's recommending, yes, remember the lotus feet of Krishna, at least at the time of leaving you. But any of these things, the lotus feet of Krishna includes his name, form, pastimes, paraphernalia. But we see in our line, Prabhupada, the Prabhupada said, die on the battlefield. He was very strong up to the end, preaching the message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can follow in his footsteps. That becomes practical samadhi. I don't think we were ready to sit down and... Haridas Thakur, meditate on the Eightfold Pastimes of Krishna 24 hours a day. But practical samadhi, expanding the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai Go Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question?
One question, where does that story about Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jaffa spacewalk come from?
Where's it from?
Yeah.
I don't know. I heard it from Bhaktivinoda Swami. I think Bhaktisiddhanta told his disciples the story.
Thank you.
Universal Jaffa walk.